Women fight with the men, somewhat as in The Republic in Book 5. And it's, this is a section where the tone is a little difficult, a little ugly, and it's hard to know what to make of it. And I suspect, here's an explanation, whether you like it or not, it may well be wrong, that Moore really hates war. He despises it. And he treats it like a gutter brawl because that's what it is. And he dislikes the play acting and the ennobling of European war. Rousseau talks about putting flowers on the chains that bind us. And I think maybe Moore's account of it here is designed to show you, okay, this is what it really is. Let's do it. It's a little like the old joke about a newly knighted German scientist, not of the aristocratic class, but who in the Wilhelmine Empire was given the title of von, who is challenged to a duel by a real old aristocrat and agrees and has the choice of weapons, but instead of pistols or swords, shows up at the dueling site with a pair of sausages. And he tells the great aristocrat that one of them is a perfectly good sausage and the other is full of terrible toxins and bacteria that will kill whoever bites into it very soon, and offers him death by sausage. And at that point, the aristocrat, presumably fearing the worst, calls off the duel. I think this may be a case of the dueling sausages here. You want to know what it's like? Okay. This is what it's like. Let's get down to it. The religion of the Utopians seemed to be trivially different. Some people worship the sun. Some people worship the moon. In fact, they amount to a common civil religion, a very simple one. God exists. God rewards and punishes. Tolerance for everybody but atheists. Same ideas with Locke. You just can't trust atheists. They don't sufficiently fear punishment in the hereafter. And it's said to be open to Christianity. It's hard for me to understand why the Utopians need Christianity, because they seem to lack pride. They seem to lack the capacity even for any kind of serious sinfulness. It's a real question whether Christianity, introducing its complex psychological concerns, wouldn't subvert a nation devoted to the pleasure principle. Either it would introduce all kinds of scary thoughts and complex psychological considerations, or it would simply be debased into another contract for the next life religion of the sort they already have. That's why, again, I don't think that Moore was trying to find how far you could go on the basis of nature alone, because this isn't human nature. It isn't human nature for a Christian. It's not human nature for an ancient. It's not human nature, I think, for anybody who's ever paid attention to it.